Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's an old saying that's often referred to by the acronym KISS, K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. But some of you may be familiar with the cleaner version, the much nicer one, the one that goes keep it short and sweet, keep it short and sweet. Either way, there's a lot of wisdom in those words. And I suspect some of you may be praying the KISS prayer right now. I just hope it's the nice version. KISS is how I often pray. In fact, I have 2 prayers I find myself praying regularly. Both are short and sweet. One is, "Thank you, Jesus." And the other is, "Lord, have mercy." Occasionally, I even find myself praying both prayers almost simultaneously, trusting that the Spirit will intercede with sighs too deep for words. At other times, depending on the circumstances, I simply pray one prayer or the other. For instance, I pray, "Lord, have mercy," each and every time I hear a siren. The sound of a siren reminds me that someone's in distress. And so I offer up a prayer, "Lord, have mercy." And that prayer reminds me to pause for just a moment and to remember the first responders and the people or the situations that they're approaching and responding to. I also pray, "Thank you, Jesus." Whenever gratitude wells up inside me, which, truth be told, actually happens quite often. Those are my 2 go-to prayers, and I pray both regularly. Take this past Friday. Between appointments, I was busy in my study catching up on emails, returning phone calls, and attempting to check things off my to-do list, when all of a sudden, the phone call comes in with an urgent request, one that's going to require 2 able-bodied men and a truck to accomplish. As I hung up the phone, I found myself muttering, "Lord, have mercy." But this time, that prayer was followed by just a wee bit of frustration, as in, "Good Lord, I don't have time for this." But the request was for someone who needed help, a church member, a sibling in Christ, an older adult, someone who doesn't have family members to turn to in times such as this, someone who relies on the aid of our parish nurse, Sally Deem, who so graciously walks alongside people in their time of need, especially vulnerable adults. So I took a deep breath, sighed another, "Lord, have mercy," and put aside my agenda. Then I went outside to the frat house that's next door, out where the guys park, and I saw there were two trucks there on the lot. Thank you, Jesus. And there also just happened to be two guys at the front door of their house. So I said, "Hey, you guys, do you know who owns these trucks?" And one of them pointed and said, "That one's mine." So I said, "I'm the pastor at the church next door, and I have an older member who needs a chair moved from her house to a convalescent center. Would you mind helping me out?" The guy with the truck says, "Sure, I can do that." And I sheepishly said, "It's going to take two people." And the other guy says, "I can help too. I'm happy to help." And that's when I uttered my kiss prayer again. Thank you, Jesus. Less than an hour after I received that phone call, my two new best friends, Jake and Brett, had followed me to pick up the chair and deliver it to the place where it needed to be, much to the delight and appreciation of the person who needed it. Thank you, Jesus. Yet another example to me, and what I refer to as this sometimes irreverent reverend, a lesson relearned. God provides. God is to be praised. Jesus is to be thanked. Luke tells us Jesus was approached by 10 lepers. They kept their distance because they were unclean. But they must have heard rumors that Jesus had the healing power to cure them of their disease, because they all cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us." Jesus simply tells them to go and show themselves to the priests. And they went. And on the way, they were made clean. Miraculously, they were all healed of their disease. All 10. Those who had been considered to be unclean were made clean. Restored. Made whole. Saved. But one of them, when he saw he had been healed, turned back and began praising God, and he knelt in the presence of the Holy One of God to say, "Thank you, Jesus." And he, we are told, was a Samaritan, a foreigner, an outsider, someone Jews didn't get along with. Once again, the lines used to divide people are erased by Jesus. Boundaries are stretched. Walls that keep people apart are torn down. And the circle that draws people to Jesus grows larger still. That Samaritan's prayer, "Lord, have mercy," turns to an attitude of gratitude as he returns to say, "Thank you, Jesus." Now, you can be sure that I will continue to regularly offer up the prayer, "Lord, have mercy." But today, I too am filled with an attitude of gratitude, and I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithful people who have offered praise to God here at Central Lutheran Church for 115 years and counting. Thank you, Jesus, for all the saints who have gone before us in faith, and for those who are gathered here week after week after week to give thanks and praise to God through song and word and prayer and meal. Thank you, Jesus, for the faithful generosity evident in your people who give so freely of their time, their talents, and their treasures. Thank you, Jesus, for the many and varied ways your people are seeking to follow your example by loving, nurturing, serving, and sharing. Thank you, Jesus, for the gifts you provide each of us every day of our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for continually widening the circle of belonging as we welcome in new members into our family of faith through baptism and through the affirmation of baptism. Thank you, Jesus, for healing us, for restoring us, for making us whole, for saving us. And finally, thank you, Jesus, for hearing our cries when we pray, Lord, have mercy. Mercy on us all. Amen.